If we change our perspectives, we will find things to be grateful for. The First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Let us turn to a book of the First Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said Amen and praised the Lord. As we live our lives, how we view things around us is important. If we wear black glasses, when we see the world, everything seems very dark. If we wear glasses with light-colored lenses, then everything seems very bright. In the same world, there are people that give thanks in their lives, but also there are people that always complain and blame on things. Change in our perspectives is what we need. Positive people and negative people have different perspectives. When seeing roses, there are people that see the beauty of the roses and be glad in it, but also there are people that say they do not like roses because roses have thorns on them. When people see chrysanthemums, there are people that become happy when they see them, but there are people that give negative comments saying that they stink. When people see a cup with water in it, there are people that they are happy with it because there is water in it, but also there are people that are not happy with it, as they think only half of the full amount is in the cup. When people see people, there are people that say good things about people, and also, there are people that say bad things about people. How we see things differs from person to person, and it is due to the difference in viewpoints. Our thoughts need to change from negative perspectives to positive perspectives as well. Our hearts as well, we need to turn our complaints and grudges to thankfulness. This is a turning point of happiness. Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, of the U.S., was traveling on a train one day. An old couple that sat in front of him kept on complaining. They were saying things like this: seats are uncomfortable, the cover of the seats is dirty, the staffs on the train are not kind, and on and on and on, they kept on complaining. The husband that was listening to his wife's complaints began to say hi to Reverend Norman Peale. I am a lawyer, and my wife works in manufacturing industry. Reverend Peale asked him, what kind of manufacturing industry does your wife work in? The husband smiled and said, my wife is a manufacturer of complaints. Wherever she goes, she makes things to complain about. Well, children of God, wherever we go, we need to look for things to be thankful, and we need to make things to be thankful for. Our thoughts, our hearts, our languages, our behaviors, as well, we need to have turning points. We need to turn our complaints to thankfulness, and we need to turn depression to hope. When we turn our perspectives into thinking that I am happy, the pathways of thankfulness can be seen. In our word today, we can see that it is about a confession: give thanks to our God forever. Give thanks to God, give thanks for His saving grace, give thanks to God for the fact that we have been saved by the holy name of the Lord. After David placed the Ark of Covenant in the residence of David in Jerusalem, he was very thankful about it. So he advised his people to give thanks to God first of all, praise God first of all. There were three things in the Ark of the Covenant of God. First of all, there was a sprouted staff of Aaron. Life was in it. Secondly, there was manna. This was daily food that was given to them every day. If God did not give them manna in wilderness, then they would have died. Thirdly, there were Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are the guides that advise us about the relationship with God and relationship with other people until we reach the heaven. In other words, the Ark of the Covenant of God refers to presence of God. So the Ark of the Covenant had very important meaning. When this precious and valuable Ark of the Covenant was placed in the residence of David, David forgot about the fact that he was a king. He danced with joy. In the First Chronicles, chapter 15, Verse 29, it says, as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David dancing and celebrating, she despised him in her heart. David danced, because he was filled with joy. And also in the 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 1, it says, they brought the Ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. With sacrifice and burnt offerings, David thanked God. This is what a person who knows about grace of God is like. Grace is about realizing the things to be thankful for. As we start the latter half of this year, I hope we will be able to begin it with thankfulness. If we think about the perspectives of God, everything is about things to be thankful for. Let us read verse 34. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. It is because we get to realize that everything happens according to the plan of God. So David said, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Faith is changing my standards to the perspectives of God. From the moment we see things with the perspectives of God, everything completely changes. I was very much touched by a testimony that was shared by Kyung Gran Kim, a KBS TV announcer, a couple of days ago. She shared about how her perspectives changed, and how things have turned out after her perspectives about success, happiness and blessings were changed to the perspectives of God. From the perspectives of God, problems that we have, the size of it does not matter at all. Only the size of faith matters to Him. It is because the problems are not for us to solve, but for God to solve for us. We go around the area of Jericho, but the one that makes this to fall down is God. We say our prayers, but the answers need to come from God. We go and walk in the Sea of Jordan, but dividing of the sea, it was what God did. The stone door of the tomb can be opened by us, but making the dead Lazarus to live again, this was what the Lord did. When we turn our perspectives into perspectives of faith, problems do not appear as problems. That is faith. It is because we get to see the mightiness of God. Also, our hearts that worship God, as well, when we worship Him with the perspective of God, our attitude changes. We would get to think about whether the worship that we are in at the moment is whether or not a worship that we do with all our hearts and souls. We get to think about whether this worship would be the one that God would receive and be pleased with. When we pray as well, if we see things with the perspective of God, our prayers get to change. Because we are aware that it is God that listens to our prayers, we get to pray genuinely and wholeheartedly. Complaints and thankfulness are due to the difference in perspectives. Have a look at complaints from people in Exodus, chapter 15. They experienced the grace of God 3 days ago. God led them to flee by dividing the Red Sea, and helped them to walk through it. But when they passed through the wilderness, they complained about lack of water. They complained and blamed. Are we not like that as well? They experienced the miracle 3 days ago and they complained again. Are we not like that? It is because they did not fix their eyes on God but looked at circumstances. If they thought about the work of God that let them come out of Egypt and helped them to walk through the Red Sea, then they would have cried out to God in front of their problems like Moses. God gave them answers to problems through Moses that cried out to God. I hope you will also change your perspectives of faith from now on. You will be able to see things to be thankful for when you change your perspectives. Eyes that used to see physical things will become eyes that are able to see spiritual things. Worldly ideas will change to be godly ideas. My standards will change to be standards of God. This is a change in perspectives. When we think from the perspectives of God, we will get to realize that everything is for us to be thankful for. Have a look at people that gave thanks in the time of difficulties. In the Bible, a person that fully understood about it was Job. He did not give thanks because things were going well for him. In fact, he had a very difficult time. He could not put up with it actually. It was unbearable for him. The Babylonians took the herd of sheep from him. The typhoon struck his house and due to this, his house fell down. His children died from it. His body also suffered from a bed sore. He was in so much pain. His wife also asked him, "If God is alive, how can he do this to us?" And she left him. If you were in this kind of situation, what would you have done? In a circumstance where he had nothing to depend on, where he felt there was no hope left for him, he still gave thanks to God. There are three kinds of giving thanks actually. First of all, the first kind is about giving thanks, because there are things to be thankful for. For example, when we got a job, when our health got better, when something good has come up, it is about giving thanks according to conditions. A person that does not know about giving thanks in good conditions, even as a person that lives life without knowing about the grace of God. The second type of giving thanks is about giving thanks despite some difficulties. For example, someone is ill at the moment, but gives thanks with the faith that God will heal him one day. For example, although someone is in pain, but gives thanks believing that God will restore him again. Faith is something that is future-oriented. Although there is nothing to be thankful for at the moment, we believe that God will let us get up again. Believing it, we give thanks. In the Bible, Habakkuk was like this. Also, the third type of giving thanks was what Job did. Although he could not find any hope left in the world, he acknowledged about the mightiness of God and gave thanks. In Job, chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "And said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away, may the name of the Lord be praised." It has been said that Job did not complain in a foolish way at all about things that happened to him. Job knew that everything was under God's authority, and because he saw things in the perspectives of God, he was able to make such a confession. Later, God blessed Job twice as much compared to what he had lost in the past. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will restore your thankfulness towards God. I hope you will turn away from complaints. We blame and complain because we think about God from our own perspectives. When we see God from our own points of views, there are a lot of things that we are not able to understand well. When we were falsely accused for something, how come God was silent? Disciples were like that. When they preached the gospel, people were not accepting it. They even said like this, "Lord, please send fire so that these can be burned down. Please show them your power." They saw the Lord casting out demons and healing the sick and feeding a few thousand. It was because they saw the power of God. How come this Lord, with such power, is silent? This is a kind of viewpoint that we get to have when we think about God. What a selfish viewpoint to have. As people get more mature spiritually, people view things from the perspectives of God. If we see things from the viewpoints of God, we get to interpret all things as things to be thankful for. As we spent half of this year so far, I am sure there are people that have lived in such difficulty, some kinds of illness or failures for example. But hands of God have not left from you. Also, David gave thanks for the holy name of the Lord. Let us read verse 35. "Cry out, save us, O God our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise." It is about being thankful for his saving grace. How overwhelmed would they have been, because they got out of slavery. They were slaves for 430 years in Egypt, but they were now set free. How filled with joy would they have been? On the day that we got free from Japanese control, after we have been ruled by them for 36 years, how joyful were we? Getting out of Egypt, in the perspectives of Israelites, this was saving grace. In the name of the Lord, there is a saving power. There is power. The biggest thing that we should be thankful for is the fact that we have been saved by the grace of God and we became the children of God. People that were bound to go to hell became the citizens of heaven. Children of Satan became the children of God. The fact that we are able to call God our Father, about this, how thankful are we meant to be about it? When they saw the blood of Lamb on the doorway on Passover, the death passed over. In the same way, because Jesus shed blood for us on the cross, we became children of God. We are blessed to have this kind of blessing, of being saved. God told us to be thankful about it. In Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Paul confessed about his gratefulness for the saving grace. He was overwhelmed about it. He gave thanks for the saving grace. If we see the poems written in Psalms, all the lines are about the confessions of thankfulness. He expressed about this thankfulness for the saving grace of God. In Psalms, chapter 116, verses 12 to 13, it says, "How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." The fact that we became the children of God, this is the best thing for us to be thankful for. God only gives answers to the prayers of the person that has a conviction that he or she is a child of God. A person that confesses that God is his or her Father is able to pray to God only. When the identity of Father and a child is clear, we are able to ask for things. And a father listens to what his child requests. More than anything else, we give thanks for the saving grace. Also, David gave thanks, as of Alpha and Omega. Let us read verse 36. "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said Amen and praise the Lord. Give thanks as of Alpha and Omega. Give thanks forever. This is about thankfulness despite of time, space and alike. We need to have the same kind of heart when we are poor, when we are ill, as to when we are healthy. When we are in a low position, or when we are in a high position, our hearts need to be the same. This refers to thankfulness that transcends time and space. But in reality, a lot of people do not think like that. People cling on to God when they are having some hard time, when they are ill. They say that they are not able to live without God. But once the problems are sorted, they change. This is what the hearts of people are like. In fact, our faith tends to slide off when things are going well, rather than when things are difficult and problematic. A person that is unable to give thanks for the things in reality is also unable to give thanks even when things turn out better tomorrow. Faith is about giving thanks for today and leaving tomorrow onto the hands of God. There was a blind singer that accompanied Billy Graham whenever he had conferences. He made this kind of confession. "When people lead me, they do not say that there is something 100 meters ahead of me. But they only say that there is water in front of you, so jump over it, or there are stairs, so please go up. They only say things like this. I just need to listen to them. Then I can reach the destination safely. God also leads me like that. We do not know about our future 10 years ahead of us. We do not know what will happen in 20 years as well. Also, we do not have to know about it. A step and a step, if we trust God only, then we get to reach our destination in safety." This was a testimony. That is true. Let us sum up our first half of the year with thankfulness. Let us leave everything in the hands of God. Also, the verse which says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting," this means that we give thanks in all circumstances. It is very dangerous to give thanks in good times only. In Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks, just as he had done before. Daniel gave thanks to God in circumstances where he would not possibly have been able to. God blessed this kind of faith he had. My dear family in Christ, if we see things in the perspectives of God, everything is about things to be thankful for. If we think about the fact that we came to this world with nothing, then a piece of clothing isn't enough reason to be thankful for. Also, a bowl of rice we get to have isn't enough reason to be thankful for. Compared to the dead person, a fact that we are alive is a reason that is enough for us to be grateful for. With that, we only have things to be thankful about. Helen Keller had three kinds of disabilities. She was a deaf, blind and a mute. But her reason to be thankful for was not about things and circumstances as well as conditions. It is because she lived her life with the perspectives of God. Have I lived my life with my own perspectives and standards so far? And I kept on blaming and complaining so far? Then turn these into perspectives of God. You will find things to be thankful for. You will see things to be thankful for. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.